Basement Bookers Podcast.
I think maybe we were born this way. I'll just keep moving forward till I killed my enemies.
So that was a special intro sent in by Basement Jer, who, as champion,
thank you. Yeah, I'm sitting on your side right now, Rich DeRiz, to show you my humility, and I will now drag myself to where I belong, on the left hand of the light. What is up, my friends? Hello and welcome to the Basement Bookers Podcast. Basement Jer here, the new undisputed champion of the basement. What does that mean? It means that I guessed better than Rich DeRiz this time. Another draw. For the draw of the Basement Bookers Podcast. And this doesn't happen otherwise without Rich DeRiz, for whom to defeat and to be defeated by rarely in order to spice things up. It's kind of like, you know, in a TV show when you got that guy and he's like, you want him to win, but he doesn't win. But then he does win and you're like, holy shit, now what? And then he has to lose again so we could do it all over again.
Woo! So does that make me like the Sami Zayn of this podcast?
Well, I guess both of us at one point are a contender of some kind. Mm-hmm. I enjoy being the contender. I feel like that's been a thing in my life, kind of, a contender. But... that's neither here nor there. Rich DeRiz, the most Riz's baldest man. Welcome to the Basement Bookers Podcast. This is your airtime now. If you have anything you would like to say before we go into this episode, this Elimination Chamber review, and The Rock Says after that.
Right. So we are going to cover Elimination Chamber, and we are going to take a look at this 20-minute promo that The Rock posted on his social media this week. I don't really see any reason to dwell. Let's just get straight to it.
All right, no problem. Rich DeRiz, the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view was this past Saturday. It emanated for Perth, Australia at about 5 o'clock in the morning. I know, because your champion, the people's champion, Basement Jer, was streaming live, surprise, on the Basement Bookers YouTube channel. It had to be interrupted before the main event because of my bowels. Now, TMI aside, let's talk about the myth that has been busted years ago. A segue from what I was trying to say. It just goes the same way. It's a myth. The swirling, it's a myth. Okay? It's a myth, and it's not real. Other things that aren't real. The fact that AJ Styles, alleged flat earther AJ Styles, journeyed to Australia just because he hates LA Knight.
Yeah.
Did he see the ice wall? We won't know. But not to lose half our fan base, because we do have some who subscribe to that, and that's okay. We don't care. Because the only thing we got to have in common is professional wrestling. All right? So, with that out of the way, Richter is, what'd you think of the Elimination Chamber? I will ask for your review as someone who was not live at the time, someone who slept in, someone who had things to do. Can you please review this? What did you think overall without getting into specifics, as we're going to go match by match? And it won't take long, ladies and gentlemen. We're not long with those.
Right. Overall show, good show. I'll include the press conference in there too. The press conference was its own thing, but both those events, quite entertaining, did the jobs, progressed the storyline. No injuries that I've heard of or seen coming out of them, thankfully. And good setup for the road to WrestleMania.
Look, personally, I thought if including the conference was better because I was watching it with someone. But let me tell you something about the Elimination Chamber, okay? For the time that we were made to do this. Now, I understand, and it's fair, because if you're this is also, let me finish, because this includes Australia. This includes Perth. Okay, I feel like the card was not good enough. I feel like there wasn't enough wrestling. For how many times are they going to get a pay-per-view like this? Okay, and you don't even really give them a pay-per-view size card. That I didn't agree with. Imagine flying halfway around the world, you know, if you happen to not to be from there, but still to do this. And this is all you're getting. I'm not saying the matches themselves, we'll get into, were not worth it. I'm just saying there wasn't enough wrestling to justify that. There wasn't enough. And I'm sorry about that, but that's the truth. You could have had at least two more matches. And I think the people deserve the title match. I think that Roman Reigns should have had a match at Elimination Chamber. Like, I understand that, oh, it's Elimination Chamber. It's not like it's... Yeah, but what about the people of Australia? How come they don't get to... How come Perth doesn't get to acknowledge the tribal chief live? Like, okay, I understand. I get it. You know, is it health reasons or what? But it kind of seems unfair. So that's kind of the dark side of a Roman Reigns as champion. If he's not willing to go out there, then and I love the tribal chief. I acknowledge the tribal chief. Right before prayers. Okay. Cause you got to make sure, because you don't, when you're doing prayers, like, you're vulnerable. And you could be speared or someone spiked or super kicked or, you know, sued for something. So you gotta be careful. And now the high chief is with him. So I didn't mean to sidetrack off of that, but there you go. Everybody knows how I feel about the tribal chief. It just wasn't it for me. I thought everybody did the best they could with that. The matches that were there were good. It just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to justify me getting up that early. You know, I'm getting older now. I need to sleep. So that might be the last time I do that, at least by myself, and not prepared for it. Like, until I know I'm medically good, I'm not doing that anymore. So I'm sorry, WWE, but it's cool. It's on the Peacock or whatever, or wherever it's going to be, and you can watch it later. So I might have had a better opinion of it had I not woken up that early and had it, like, just been some regular show, like a in-your-house type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what it felt like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on what I just said, or you go?
So I agree. I definitely see the point, right? Like you fly all this equipment, you spend all this money to get down there to have four main card matches and the one pre-show match that they announced
last minute.
Was it even during the press conference that they announced it? I think they did. I think that was it.
Maybe.
I get it. And also to not have your main champion appear, maybe it was a health concern, maybe not, but something. Like, we know Seth can't compete. He's not cleared yet. So there's a give and a take here. And as far as the time thing, I get it because, like, we're watching it 5 a.m. here for them to see it live at, I think it was like 6 p.m. or 8 p.m., whatever time it was over there. Meanwhile, when every other premium live event is within the U.S. generally, right?
Yeah.
What time are they waking up? What time is it over there? So it was our turn to see what Australians go through on a monthly basis.
Yeah, but they actually get to watch good shows.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they're better than Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. Like, Elimination Chamber wasn't bad. It could have been better and probably should have. Who knows who... Well, I think we know ultimately who put it together, but, like, the reasons. Like, what was it, a volunteer thing, and, like, just a lot of people didn't volunteer? Bronson Reed wanted to go. He's Australian. He wasn't on the card. He could have been.
Yeah, but his wife was giving birth, and he had to be there for that.
You're
so
right.
That's why.
That.
Yep. It's all good, buddy. I'm the X connection on here. You know, I
got to
maintain that stuff. So, but yeah, like, either way, you could have had more matches. There were people there that could have done that could have worked.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
That poor kid. He's going to hear from his dad, "I missed Elimination Chamber Perth for you the first time."
And like, dude, like, you're telling me an NXT kid wouldn't jump at the opportunity to, if there was like, "Hey, does anybody want to do like a special thing at Elimination Chamber?"
Mm-hmm.
Like,
something.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could. All right. This is crazy. Because, like, you could have had Ilya Dragunov defend the championship against Carmelo Hayes. Elimination Chamber.
That would have been
like
huge.
That would have been something, right? That's like a belt, isn't it? That's like the NXT championship.
Mm-hmm.
They could have built to that. They could have built something off of that, but they didn't. So, like, they could have built that on the TV, like, on, because there's crossover, because Melo's on TV with SmackDown. He's been on TV there. So you telling me you couldn't, like, get Dragunov in there somehow? Like, come after him or whatever, and like, look, big stage, Elimination Chamber. Just something to think about in the future, guys. Like, it doesn't diminish the NXT Championship to be on a major show if you make it into a major show, which that's what the Elimination Chamber was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all right, so, buddy, we'll do match by match, as per the Basement Bookers brand. And we, of course, opened. It was ladies first, I believe. It was the Elimination Chamber women's match, correct? To open the show?
Yeah, to open the show proper. There was also the tag title match on.
Right. I didn't see it because that would be earlier than I woke up, if we can all remember. So I'm going to review it as if I saw it. It was good. So, the women's Elimination Chamber match. Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Naomi, the winner, Becky Lynch, EST, Bianca Belair, and Tiffany Stratton. And in Perth, Australia, Richard Riz, it was indeed Tiffy time.
It was. Perth fans were in favor. They were cheering for Tiffy. They wanted their Tiffy time.
Look, she did good. Overall, I thought everyone was fine. You know, it's never easy to do these things, to review an Elimination Chamber match when, like, I gotta really, like, throw out my, like, you know how we all buy in to wrestling? Like, I have to go further. I have to go further beyond plus ultra for this to work for me. When there's cages and weapons, and it's like, no, this does not compute. You know what I mean? So I'm glad Becky won. The way she did win was good too, because at the Royal Rumble, she threw Liv's ass out. At Elimination Chamber, she pinned Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
So there's no there's a false equivalency going on with this whole "we want Liv" shit. It's not the same thing. She lost at the Rumble. She lost at the Chamber. Anything after that is sour grapes. And to the Livhards out there, I'm going to call you the Livhards, because you live hard, and that's all right, because living hard makes you tough, okay? And you are tough, and you live hard.
Right. So
I was going somewhere. I'm sorry your favorite didn't win, but how would you like this? What's better, Liv Morgan doing the job at WrestleMania, or Rhea Ripley wrestles Becky Lynch, and by some miracle that defies expectations, Rhea Ripley beats Becky Lynch right after she's beaten Charlotte Flair on the biggest stage, WrestleMania? And then why not wait till SummerSlam? Why not Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, SummerSlam? Why does it always have to be WrestleMania? Becky, Liv Morgan has like years to go. Okay. And I'm sorry to tell you, but she's not the best. Okay. She's not the best. And I'm not saying she's the worst or nothing. I'm just saying she's not the best. At least I don't think so. And like, I believe Alexa Bliss more than I believe her. Okay. And that's because of the way Alexa Bliss was portrayed to me. Like, she's scary, mean, and stuff. So I get the appeal. Rich DeRiz, the floor is yours, my friend.
So I'm down with all of that. As far as Liv and Becky, we actually saw that continue on Raw when Becky interrupted Liv's match versus Nia Jax to attack Nia Jax. Liv was upset afterwards, saying, "I was in the middle of something and you interrupted me." And so they are definitely working towards Liv versus Becky, maybe probably on next week's Raw. I don't know if it's going to become a full-fledged feud after Mania, but we'll see. Time will tell. Liv, I like Liv a lot. I want her to do well. She is, in my opinion, not quite as good as Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss kind of has everything as far as the in-ring work, the facial expressions, the overall acting chops, and the delivery. Liv, in a little bit, lacks the delivery for me. My opinion, at me, Rich the Riz, I don't care. All good. I wouldn't mind hearing a differing opinion. That is my opinion. So I think you and I, Basement Jarrah, are on the same page regarding Liv status. And I'm a little bit of a Liv hard.
You got to Liv hard. Just take it easy sometimes. That's all. But look, you get your little hashtag this and hashtag that, you know, don't be a Liv loser. She's not calling you back.
Right.
All right. Right.
And definitely don't send her money, because that's not really her.
No, it's definitely not. Next, I believe, was the Judgment Day versus the New Catch Republic. That sounds like a band. that would open for Simple Plan. And dating ourselves here. So here we go. We got these guys here. Look at them. Tyler Bate, world's tallest short man. Pete Dune. And of course the winners. Damian Priest and Finn Balor of the Judgment Day. I mean, it was fine. I really thought like Damian Priest looked like the giant Gonzalez in there with all those littler men, you know? So I guess if that's the key to highlight them, you did a good job. Mm-hmm. That being said, this was a segment, and we'll be brief on this. Was there a point to the Waller effect thing?
I think the point was for Cody to throw down the challenge to The Rock.
Could we be seeing a split between Austin Theory and Grayson Waller? It appears a rift is forming. He allowed Theory to get his ass kicked, and this was acknowledged on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what they're working towards as well. Definitely. Like, Theory definitely seems a little bitter about something.
Well, there was that part, remember, on SmackDown last week where he's like, where Paul Heyman went to go get him, that the tribal chief wants to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh yeah, it was Logan Paul. And he goes to Logan Paul. He's like, I want to see a tribal chief. See a tribal chief too.
Yeah.
So that could be something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really all I had about that. So I guess we'll move on up to the Elimination Chambers, Mans, Males, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, and LA Knight.
Yeah.
Are in both the winners. Chamber.
Both Elimination Chamber winners. The winners are in the same position on the graphic. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Looking at the little thumbnails on the thing, I could see it. Yeah. That's crazy. It's almost like they were telling us the whole time.
Right.
Now I'm going to start picking my stuff based on posters. I'm going to line people up. Okay, who do I think is going to win this one? Who's I going to think is winning that one? Let's line them up. Let's see what they do.
Well, I feel like to have gotten either of these chamber match winners wrong, you had to have overthought it way too much.
And living really hard.
Right.
You live too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you live too hard, that's what happens, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And same for the men's chamber. We obviously saw Drew win. People were like, oh, LA Knight, Logan Paul. I mean, it was a pretty stacked men's chamber, I gotta say.
Yes, but like the Highlander, there could be only one. And it was the Scotsman. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was the two who travel the world every day, who miss funerals and birthdays.
Right.
To get that dub. Mm-hmm. Punch the ticket to WrestleMania. Y'all gonna get your chances, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's rumors going on, Rich DeRiz.
Mm-hmm.
Has he re-signed? Has he not re-signed? The status of Drew McIntyre is unclear. What does this mean? Nothing until we hear anything, really.
Right.
So it's any man's game at this point. And if he hasn't, he's playing smart ball. You gotta know ball, okay? You gotta know ball. But there's no way they're gonna give him a belt if he hasn't re-signed with them. So,
right, and if he has re-signed, then good on them for keeping it under wraps and keeping people guessing.
Yeah, it would be kind of how it would be foolish to dismiss Drew McIntyre becoming the world heavyweight champion at WrestleMania this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, yeah. I got a lot of speculation in my mind going on with that. We don't really have a lot of time for that. But needless to say, it's going to be Drew McIntyre and CM Punk at SummerSlam. If CM Punk can heal in time, that's the move. Summer of Punk. That's what you do. Now, I know you hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, guys, and for all the Live Hards out there, the Money in the Bank ladder match is before SummerSlam. So she could win that and she could cash in the night of, you know.
Yep.
And now I have another
that's what they do.
Quick question. Speaking of the Money in the Bank ladder match,
mm-hmm.
Do we know the exact expiration date on Damian Priest's contract?
Let me see. Actually, I can go from here, probably, maybe. The 2023 Money in the Bank was July 1st. So presumably it would be June 30th, the last day. So he still has just about 4 months.
When's Money in the Bank this year?
When is Money in the Bank this year? You
know where I'm going with this?
I do. That's July 6th.
Okay. So never mind.
So
I was
wondering
if we could overlap.
There will not be an overlap this year.
Dueling cases would have been the shit.
That could be interesting. Maybe they're setting up to do it the following year. Maybe. By moving it to July 6th.
Speculation, though. Who do we think would win? The Money in the Bank this year. Like, if you had to give it to somebody. I know there's a lot of variables right now.
AJ.
I kind of like that idea. He said he wants one more title run.
Mm-hmm.
And he really hasn't been doing much.
Mm-hmm.
And with the news we're hearing about, Tama Tonga is mm-hmm. coming to WWE, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting. He could hook up with the Good Brothers. Maybe they'll all get back together. But, like, the Good Brothers are in NXT now? So does that mean is Tonga going to come to NXT and they'll be a thing? I don't know. That's another podcast. That
plenty
is
plenty of time between
holy
now and
shit.
Then.
All right. So the Men's Elimination Chamber highlights Logan Paul with his marker. You got Randy Orton out there doing poses on top of people's things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then, you know, KO doing KO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, it was good. It was fine.
And if
I would have liked it, if there was like a reverse order, like if they did the men's first and then the women's one, I want the placement. I'd want it reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, I feel you. Like you're getting a nerfed version with, you know, obvious limitations with, you know, women's and stuff like that.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's all. That's the only thing. If they would have flipped it, I would have been fine.
And if the men's chamber match would have closed the show, I would still be champ. I'm just saying.
There was no doubt in my mind that Rhea Ripley was going to close the show, but I wanted to be sure. I wanted to be sure, and that was the best way to be sure. Which is insane, because I picked it before you even said anything.
You did.
But that's all that means. I spoke it into being. I was like Ryback when he was on that secret kick. But it worked for me once.
Mm.
You know?
Has he retired from wrestling yet?
I become. I don't know if it's like intentionally. I think it's like like, he's a podcast guy. He's got like way more listeners than we do.
The podcast guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want him to eat us.
That's his new name.
Like, we're more like a finger sandwich in his world, you know?
Hey, now.
But one day, this finger sandwich is going to turn into a club. And that club might one day, it too will become a hero.
From Basement Booker's Club Sandwich to hero, definite footlong.
That's right, Rich the Riz. Brought to you by this next match. So let me tell you something, Rich the Riz. I appreciated the fact that someone went through the plexiglass, and it was someone who deserved it. No one more deserving. So,
agreed.
Heads off to that. And also, if you could just bring in brass knuckles with you, why wait? It's just like I say with the brick. I'm coming in there with the brick, and I'm braining everybody in there with it because ain't nobody said I can't have it.
Yeah.
Stop saying that shit. Stop saying that shit. Just say, oh, he's got the brass knucks. That's it. Don't say, oh, no, it's no disqualification. It's like, I know it's no disqualification. Can you not call attention to it? Now I got to think about how come people don't bring weapons with them. Logan Paul had a marker. He could have easily also had brass knucks. He had like his vest on the whole time he was in that little cube of his.
Yep.
Smart. He could have had anything in there.
I'm glad the announcers called him out on that too.
Yeah, right.
It's like, okay, so he's shown his inexperience there. Good. And he's probably going to overheat before he even gets in the match.
Right. I think they like have fans under them because there's a camera shot from like when Tiffany Stratton, for some reason on the IG, it's her in the pod and she's warming up while they're cheering for her. And there's like her hair is moving like there's air blowing in there. So,
well, it would make sense that there are fans in there, but
yeah,
if
it's
they
like
didn't
very
tell
tight
us that,
space.
Right. But if they didn't tell us that there are fans in there,
yeah,
there aren't fans in there and they're likely to overheat.
Right. That's what I was thinking. And also the announcers were like, he didn't think about that when he like you said, that was pretty cool. So sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. This is a new era of announcers now. We got the Triple H regime. But enough about that. What was your favorite part of the Men's Elimination Chamber match?
My favorite part was bring Mauro back. My favorite part of the Elimination Chamber match, probably Logan Paul getting put through the Lex End. That was fun.
It was. I'm thinking United States Championship ladder match at WrestleMania this year. Depending on what they do with the IC title, because now it's like everybody's throwing their hat in. The IC title to me feels like, no disrespect to Seth Rollins, that's the bigger story to me here. Gunther hasn't been beaten in forever. The longest undefeated in history Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
Priest wants it. Chad Gable has a story. It's back. It's back. It never went away. It's always been there. So I don't know what, like, tournament. Let's do a tournament. Let's do a tournament. The final, the one wins the tournament, wrestles Gunther at WrestleMania.
Do it.
Just let's go do that. That'd be great. Cause then they would do one at the Raw before WrestleMania,
which I think is the first time is being mentioned here on the Basement Bookers podcast. The Basement Bookers will be attending the April 1st Raw. No, it is not an April Fool's joke. We will be at the final Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania, second biggest Monday Night Raw of the year. We will be on site.
And I'm going to be invisible. So let me tell you something else, brothers. Rich DeRiz and myself, we're gonna talk more about the Elimination Chamber. And now, are we ready? Are we ready to talk about the main event, which sees Rhea Ripley here, the Eradicator herself, take on Nia Jax, who's been disrespected multiple times this feud. I mean, that prime bottle to the face was a little excessive. And spoiler alert, just mushing her face after she pins her 1-2-3 Rhea Ripley. The disrespect, that mean SOB. Congratulations. As far as matches go, Rhea Ripley did the best she could under the circumstances. Nia Jax, you know, I felt like she did some moves that they did that, like, some holds that I thought was smart of her to do. You know, not everybody's Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan, Brunson, and Kurt Angle. Sometimes you need, like, you just need someone who's beaten everybody else and who looks like a physically credible threat. And then you toss in a little wrestling belief magic, and then you've got it going on, girlfriend. So good job, Nia Jax. Still a thorn in everyone's side. And I meant to say on that, it would benefit Becky Lynch if she was making it about her for Nia Jax to end Liv Morgan's career. Okay, so the fact that she went out there to save your ass wasn't about her, it was about saving you, is what I wanted to say. That was selfless. It wasn't more so to get at her, it was to protect you from, you know, being very hurt. So maybe you don't act like a jerk. Okay. You know, you gotta be a good example to people like Roxanne Perez, who's still acting like a jerk. Hopefully the comeuppance comes soon. But yeah. That was my opinion on the match. Good for Rhea in front of her hometown and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was really cool. As far as the match, yep, good match. Like you said, Nia Jax implementing the stretch muffler. Gotta get the knee behind your neck. Gotta
get in there.
She had a little trouble. I know Rhea's bigger than most of the women she typically throws around and everything, but come on, gotta do it. Yeah. Liv Morgan, this Liv Morgan factor, the Liv Hard movement, I'm down with it, but
look, sometimes you live too hard.
Sometimes you live too hard.
Don't live too hard. You know, just try not to live too hard, because if you live hard too much, that catches up with you later on in life.
Yep.
You know,
and
you gotta.
Liv Morgan's better than Roxanne Perez. So just saying.
That's your opinion, and you're welcome to have it. I disagree with that opinion. Honestly, like, I feel like, I think Roxanne Perez might be a better wrestler, maybe, but, like, you know, we'll get into that. But anyway, we don't have to talk about how wrong you are. But maybe I'm wrong. We don't have to talk about how wrong I am. I mean, this could be a teachable moment. And Chase University. All right. So, Rich, if you need to pee or whatever, I'm going to pull up the Instagram and then, with time travel, return to the basement Bookiverse. Okay. All right. So, what's up, everybody? So, we're over here at The Rock Instagram. You know, follow The Rock. We don't own this because it's The Rock, but we do follow him. Do we? Yeah, we follow him on Instagram, definitely. So, here he is, The Rock. And his own words, The Rock, on things going on. I would watch this before SmackDown if I were you guys. So hopefully I get this out in time. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not a magic man. All right. So here we go.
Oh, man.
Get this out of here.
It has been a big week. It's been a big week in the world of professional wrestling. It has been a big week in the world of the WWE. It has been a big week in the world of The Rock, in the world of the People's Champion, in the world of the Great One, and in the world of the most.
So The Rock is doing really good. Like, you know, he's already playing the heel. Mm-hmm. Like, he's already. But, you know, some of it's got to be definitely, like, the real guy. He's for sure still kind of pissed that it's not him versus Roman at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it can still be that. I'm just saying, like, once you hear all of this stuff, it makes sense to me a little bit, like, being correct about stuff. We'll just keep it going.
Electrifying man walking God's green earth, daddy. It has been that kind of week. And to quote the legend, one of The Rock's heroes, what's causing all of this? Woo. It's been that kind of exciting week. Pro wrestling is exciting once again. It's been decades. Pro wrestling is cool once again.
So wrestling hasn't been cool in decades, according to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, well, like since the last time he was around full time, I think he's trying to imply there.
He can't even lace Brad O'Brien's boots. Nice guy, he hasn't. Anyway, Johnny
Mac. Thank you, Mr. AEW, man.
Yeah, AEW beard. He never did the Silver Dome against Konosuke Takeshita. All right.
It's been decades. Pro wrestling is undeniably exciting.
Oh,
Once again, it's unpredictable. It's disruptive because of one man. And
key buzzwords. They like to use disruptive, disruptor. He's a disruptor. Is that what he is? To shock the system.
That is The Rock, because The Rock came into pro wrestling.
Wow.
Came back to pro wrestling, a business that The Rock loves, an industry that The Rock was born into, took professional wrestling, turned it on its head, disrupted the shit out of it, and it will never, ever be.
Let's not question this right here. The Rock is jacked, okay?
Right.
That man, I don't care how he got there. Everybody cheats. He got there. You got to do the work, okay? The other you need, it's like a supplement, all right? It's a supplement, and it's perfectly legal. It's supplements. It's all protein. Not all of it. It's like different supplements from like around the world. Supplements from around the world, allegedly. Void where prohibited. Get your rock nuggets. Same place. Your Brody pie on the side.
Be the same again. And it feels good. It feels so damn good. And whether you like The Rock or you don't like The Rock, it doesn't matter because it feels good. Pro wrestling is back on time.
I have to pause here because let me tell you something, all right? On TikTok,
mm-hmm.
on one of The Rock videos where it has The Rock's music, if you smell what The Rock is cooking,
mm-hmm.
they took it off. And I was fine with that because it was a little loud for me.
Mm.
And now I could fix it. I put something else there. I put 8-bit version of Kingdom instead. Like, all right, fine. Anyway.
Whoa.
This part with The Rock's theme music will be skipped. So for substitution, here we go. Da, 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 da. The Rock says... Da, 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 da. The Rock says, All right, anyway, I'm just going to skip it. It's cooking. Da, 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 the Rock. Ba, da, 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 the Rock. Da.
And it feels good. It feels good.
And we're back.
But you know what? You know what? Here's the thing. You know what doesn't feel good? Well, The Rock will tell you what doesn't feel good. What doesn't feel good?
This is good stuff. If he didn't write this, then good on them. But it feels like it's genuine. That's what I think of it in advance. Let's see what you think of it. I just want to put my cards on the table.
So you think it's not a Gewirtz special?
I don't know. I think he might be growing a little bit. Because I think people know people are tired of his old shit. So you got to try something different.
It's all the bullshit that The Rock has got to deal with. All the bullshit that the People's Champion has got to deal with. All the Cody crybabies out there still running their mouths that The Rock has got to deal with. All the jabronis in the locker room still running their mealy mouths that The Rock has still got to deal with. Cody crybabies, take a look.
Who is my favorite wrestler right now? It's Cody Rhodes. Do you know who I hate and I fucking despise in this moment? It's Dwayne.
That man is trying to steal my gimmick. I've podcasted in my bathrobe before I have ever seen any of this shit.
That's right.
What the hell is this? Where does he get off wearing headsets like us? Mark Henry, on the other hand, could do whatever the hell he wants. I got nothing to say.
Right.
Also, we know how I feel about Bully Ray. I'm not getting into this. But him? Who'd he ever beat? Freaking bathrobe guy. Try to get it on Booker business. Let's hear what this idiot has to say. Cody Crybaby.
Member of the board of directors of TKO. I hate that man right now in this moment. Not as a person.
Right now.
Obviously. But as a wrestling fan watching the product. The person I want to boo, the person I hate the most, is Dwayne Johnson, board of directors of the WWE and TKO. That's who I am angry at right now, because I am looking at the board of director that came in, used his power to take this opportunity away from Cody and put himself in the main event at WrestleMania 40. That's how I look at it right now.
So you see,
first of all, for Jared the future, there better be a crying people on that guy. I want a crying, just see the tears just right there. Just that. Oof. I got to be careful, because if you remember, we got close to that kind of cringe. Remember when Sami Zayn was off the bloodline and we was all dogs together. All right. That brought us to the brink of actual tears here. Okay. But that guy, he's got way more listeners. And that bathrobe is way pinker than mine. Mine
way pinker.
Blue. All right.
This is the level of absurdity and bullshit that The Rock has got to deal with. The Rock doesn't know who that guy is, but he knows what he is. And that's a goof, an idiot, another pro wrestling Cody Crybaby jack off idiot who thinks he knows everything, but doesn't know shit. The guy is sitting in his basement with a bathrobe and a Cody Rhodes t-shirt on. And he's
not doing that anymore.
How much he hates The Rock. You don't give that guy a podcast. You give him a straitjacket. How much he hates The Rock. You hate The Rock. You hate The Rock.
What's he got against basements?
What the fuck, Rock, man? Why are you saying that shit?
He's calling us out. He's calling us. I feel like he's calling us out.
I can't wait till the day he says it, dude. He's going to say it. He's going to say, you basement booker jabronis. And we're going to be like, oh, shit. First John Cena follows me on X. And then The Rock shouts out my podcast. Our? Oh, my God.
Our?
Unbelievable. Like, if you're not with me because you're barely around. I'm talking about, like, if I'm around, like, it's just me around, you know? That's how I take care of you. Remember when we were doing the predictions for Elimination Chamber and I told you I'd take care of you? I go in there.
You did.
I did. And then I said, what? What did I say?
You said, you go over and you'll take care of me.
And I did. So remember that. Remember that. When you take your Rich to Riz, jabroni pie eating ass to WrestleMania this year and go one-on-one with basement chair. When I outguess you, when I win again at WrestleMania. And that's how you basement book The Rock. That's how you get people invested in a story. This is how you keep the story going, Cody. This is how it goes. Mono. And it's easy when you only have two fucking characters. All right? The expectations are not as high. Mm-hmm. It's two characters. All right, let's hear what The Rock has to say.
It has nothing to do with the board. The Rock will get to that in a second. It has everything to do with common sense, you idiot, you goof, and to all the Cody Crybabies who are grown-ass men who think you know it all when you don't know shit. You listen up to The Rock right now. It has nothing to do with the board. It has nothing to do with the fact that The Rock owns everything as it relates to The Rock, the people's champion, full ownership, which means The Rock is the boss. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with common sense. Let The Rock drop some gospel on you. Here's the common sense. When Roman Reigns, years ago, dropped the words, head of the table, those words were specifically and solely set up and created so one day, Roman Reigns, the champion of the WWE, would come face to face with his cousin, The Rock, the people's champion, and together, combined, they will make the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
See what I say when he believes that? Mm-hmm. He really does. And it's more so here at his 20-minute promo. I have to keep pausing, though, just in case. We have to create here, my friend. We have to... Moments.
Biggest match of all time. The biggest match in the history of professional wrestling. When Roman Reigns said those words, that's why he said it. Because that is Roman Reigns' story. That is The Rock's story. At one time, that was Cody Rhodes' story, but it was last year. And what happened last year at WrestleMania? What's the technical term? He shit the bed.
Without the spike.
That's what happened. And then The Rock comes back on January 1st of this year. It's a big year. You know it, and The Rock knows it. It's an exciting year. You can feel it in the air. You can feel the mana. 2024, we're going to kick it off the right way. The Rock goes out there in front of that crowd in San Diego, California, and said exactly what he promised he was going to say, because we had an agreement. And that agreement was The Rock was going to go out there and he was going to test the waters. And he was going to see how the crowd reacted. Where should The Rock sit? You remember. Should The Rock sit at a booth? Crowd didn't know where I was going. Should The Rock sit at a bar? Yeah, The Rock loves a bar because The Rock loves him some tequila. Or should The Rock sit at the head of the table?
What is this? A democracy? They don't decide for me. Is that one city that you were there for doesn't decide shit for me?
That guy in yellow is losing his mind. The yellow guy jacket right jacket? There.
I see him. Yeah. I mean, look where he's sitting. Why wouldn't he lose his mind? He's at the level of commitment where he's placed himself in history at this very moment while we speak of him. This is like, you know what this is like? Mm. On like a different scale, like, you know, like those paintings where like Abraham Lincoln's like talking to people and shit and like giving addresses and stuff. It's like that was this guy's moment. He lived that.
Yeah.
Those people in those paintings, obviously wasn't those exact people, but like facsimiles of them. But you know what the fuck I'm saying. That's forever. They were there for that. And this guy's got that shit. No wonder he's losing his mind. He's probably shit. Look at his eyes. His eyes are wide. That's when it just fell. Mm-hmm. He just dropped down the side of his leg. He's like, oh! All right, anyway. The people lost their minds. Not making this easy, Locke. All this I got to cut. You're fucking loud.
Crowd that night exploded.
The people
around the world exploded. Just as sure as The Rock has chills on his arm.
It was going like this the whole time.
Exploded because they knew after all these years they were finally getting The Rock versus Roman Reigns, the biggest WrestleMania of all time. All time. And what happens? Cody Rhodes, he wins the Royal Rumble. Fair and square, works his ass off, and he wins that Royal Rumble, baby.
This is where it gets interesting.
He's going to WrestleMania. Yeah, good for him. The Rock was happy. But what happened? The Rock called Cody Rhodes, had a conversation. But it was a conversation that a few have had with Cody Rhodes before, because Cody knew the biggest match of all time was looming. The Rock talked to Cody. To Cody, you know, you love this business. The Rock loves this business. You were born into this business. The Rock was born into this business. Roman Reigns was born into this business. The three of us born into this business. Cody, you got the biggest WrestleMania main event of all time. Right here, you have an opportunity to bring this business up to places it's never been before. You can always, with all due respect, finish your story another time. Rock, it stings, but I agree. It stings, but I'm a team player. It stings, but I want what's best for the business.
By the way, at that point, I kind of feel like it's legit. That sounds like something Cody would say. You know? Like,
Cody,
I don't
say it stings.
Rock is going to show up, by the way. You just spoiled it. Like, you just, that's the clue. That The Rock is going to show up. That means The Rock is coming after Sting in a swerve to end all swerves. And then The Rock purchased AEW. Could you imagine how awesome that would be? his feud with Cody is that deep that he's going to buy AEW. Not only do I own where you work now, if you left here, I will own where you would also be able to work.
I don't even know if I could fathom all that.
Well, I guess that's a hit. Let's finish the rest of this and get you out of here.
And then what happened? In Birmingham, Alabama, a city we selected because of its rich history, and we knew we were going to make history. It was your job, Cody, to introduce The Rock, thus setting up the biggest main event of all time. And what'd you do? You did exactly what we agreed on. Brother, you introduced The Rock, and that place went crazy. And The Rock came out, and he dapped you up. He pulled you in and gave you a big hug. And I whispered something in your ear. Let's put on the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Let's do it for the American dream. Let's do it for the Soul Man. And I gave you a hug. You hugged The Rock back. And what'd you do, Cody? You walked out of that ring on live TV, and you turned back and you looked at The Rock. And instead of looking at The Rock saying, yeah, go get him, let's make history. Instead of that, what'd you do? You gave The Rock a look. And it's the same look you gave the world. The Rock went out and ran over your goofy ass dog. That's the look you gave.
You thought that was funny.
Like The Rock ran over your goofy ass dog.
I like Pharaoh.
I like Pharaoh too.
Then sometime from that moment on until Las Vegas, you changed your mind. You know what? That's no problem. You can change your mind. You have that right. And The Rock accepts that. Everybody has a right to change their mind. The Rock accepts it. You changed your mind. But here's what The Rock doesn't accept is how you did it. I'll say it again because it's important to all the Cody crybabies and all the goofs out there and the idiots who still complain. Cody, you had a right to change your mind. You won the Royal Rumble. But what The Rock doesn't accept is how you did it. Saw you in Las Vegas. Saw you in Las Vegas. Saw you backstage 20 feet away. Rock dapped you up, gave you a hug. Did you say anything to The Rock then? Hey, Rock, I got something on my mind. Yeah, tell me about it. Hey, Rock, I got something that's eating me up inside. Cody, go ahead. Tell me about it. Let's walk over there. Let's talk in private. Come and tell me about it. Did you say any of that? No, you didn't say a thing. But what'd you do? You waited until Roman Reigns walked out there and announced he's facing The Rock. Then The Rock went out there, showed the entire family tree, proof of the most dominant family in professional wrestling, in entertainment, and in sports in the world, and accepted Roman Reigns, accepted the challenge, blood oath, and we were going to put on the biggest WrestleMania of all time. What'd you do? Then you came out and you interrupted.
Hold on. Hold on.
This right here is bullshit.
You said it was bullshit. It was bullshit. You could think it's bullshit, brother. Not a problem. But you know where you really screwed up? It's when you talk shit about my family. All the Cody crybabies. No, he didn't. Shut your mouths. You talk shit about my family. What'd you call them, Cody?
It's not a family. They are nothing but lackeys, but yes men. They're goons.
And you spoke about Roman's grandfather, and you spoke about my grandfather, the great high chief Peter Maivia.
If your grandfather was here, if the high chief, his grandfather, was here, they'd be ashamed of you.
I did to you, Cody Rhodes, in that moment what I would do to you a million times, which is slap the taste right out of your mouth. And then The Rock embarrassed you in front of the world, boy. Slap the shit out of you. You had it coming. Talk shit about my family again. Said it to you then, I'll say it again. I'll say it forever. Talk shit about my family again, and I'll do worse than that. But then what happened? New best friend. You got a new best friend. How about that? You got a new best friend in the walking clown show known as Seth Rollins. What did Seth do? The Rock slaps the shit out of you. Seth steps to The Rock. The Rock pushed him back, gave him a little love tap. Ah, get back, boy. You don't want any of this. The Rock doesn't know you. You don't know The Rock, but you don't want to know The Rock in that way. This is none of your business. The Rock doesn't know Seth Rollins. Never said a word about Seth Rollins publicly, privately. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The Rock has no idea. The Rock has no idea why this man is getting in our business, but he did. And not only that, but then he just can't help himself. A lot of the jabronis in the locker room just can't help himself and start talking shit about The Rock. Take a look.
Yeah, he's going to open his mouth. He's going to run his mouth. He's going to say the same crap he's been saying for the last two decades because he can't come up with any new material. But the bottom line is, and I've said it before, he's an afterthought. This is our story. It's our era. We built the last decade of WWE, this Elimination Chamber show, WrestleMania, the biggest ever. We built it without him.
So he can come in, he can get what he wants, he can take his little piece, and then he can go back to Hollywood and do his thing. Because we got this thing, but we don't need you, big guy.
You don't need The Rock. Rock, we don't need you. You don't need The Rock. If you were a little smarter, Seth, you'd realize how stupid you sound. Let The Rock drop some gospel on your goofy ass. You need The Rock in ways that you can't even imagine. Here's some gospel. You think when Ari Emanuel, The Rock's good friend, The Rock's business partner for decades, The Rock's lead agent, someone who The Rock looks to like a big brother, you think when he goes to sit with Netflix, across from Ted Sarandos, The Rock's good buddy and business partner, sitting across from Bella Bajaria, The Rock's good friend and business partner at Netflix, you think when they're inking, when they're signing, this $5 billion deal for the WWE and Netflix, do you think that Ted and Bella is saying, hey, Ari, when WWE comes to Netflix, is Seth Rollins going to be champion? Do you think that that's what they're asking? No, they're not asking that, number one, because they don't care, and number two, they don't know who in the hell you are. You know what they're asking? Hey, Ari, we'll sign this $5 billion historical deal. Never before. But one question, where's the people's champion? One question, where is the man, The Rock himself? One question, where's the man who has the most watched film in the history of Netflix, The Rock? Where is he at in this whole thing? Ari looks at them and says, he's movie. Locked in for life.
Scorpion King?
He's locked in for life.
No, he has a Netflix.
Director movie. Of the board, owns everything as it relates to his name. He's locked in for life. Signed. $5 billion. So Seth Rollins, you understand now how much you need The Rock? You understand now, right, boy? And you keep running your mouth. You keep running your mouth, Rock. You find some new material, Rock. Find some new material. Is that right? Okay, well, The Rock has some new material for you. How about this? Here's some material for you, Seth Rollins. How about this? The Rock sits at the top. Director. TKO board, not WWE, but TKO, which means The Rock is the boss, which means The Rock is your boss, which means The Rock owns everything, The Rock, everything associated with The Rock, the people's champion, owns it all, which means The Rock is your boss, which means, Seth Rollins, if you keep running your mouth and sticking your nose in the Bloodlines business, then that world title that you have around your waist, very soon, The Rock will make that title go to somebody else. Read between the lines. Yes, The Rock just blurred it. Keep running your mouth, sticking your nose in the Bloodlines business. This is between The Rock and it is between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. That's it. Stick your nose where it doesn't belong. The Rock guarantees you. And The Rock has built a career on doing everything he has said he's going to do. The Rock guarantees you. Stick your nose in our business. That world title that you have around your waist will go to somebody.
You were supposed to save you're supposed to save the DC Cinematic Universe, and you failed to do that. You're a liar. But that's what heels do, so that's okay.
It will go to somebody else. And there's two things you could do about it, Seth. Nothing and like it. You keep sticking your nose in our business. The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to beat your goofy ass right back to the circus with the rest of the clowns. Cody Rhodes. For you, the Cody crybabies, for your new best friend, the walking clown emoji himself, Seth Rollins, and to your goofy ass dog, The Rock says this. You all are advocates of Cody finishing his story. It's so important. Cody Rhodes, you took something from The Rock. You insulted my family. You took something from The Rock. You took something from Roman Reigns. You took something from the millions and millions of the real fans who wanted to see the biggest WrestleMania event of all time. You took it away. You took it away. Now you're going to pay. Cody Rhodes, from the bottom of my heart, man to man, fuck your story. Glendale, Arizona, greatness is coming. Friday Night Live, SmackDown. Dallas, Texas, greatness is coming. You are on deck, March 8th, greatness is coming. Memphis, Tennessee, March 15th. The Rock is coming home. Give you some mail! But The Rock is cooking.
I thought it was The Bloodline is cooking. How do I...
Your story. Ends that role.
I would have been like, fuck your story. That's pretty good. That's a t-shirt.
Just like,
well, if fuck fear is a t-shirt, fuck your story should be.
Indeed. Well, Richter is, what do you think about overall the tone and cadence, pacing of was good? What do you think? What's your opinion?
There was a lot said. And as far as, like you mentioned, tone, cadence, I mean, content.
Dude, that's obviously content. I swear to God.
Yeah.
If they play this shit on SmackDown after we just sat through it, I'm going to be fucking mad.
They can't play. They can't do it. They
well,
won't
no,
do the
that's
whole
right.
Thing.
They can't
even,
okay.
even gotta, editing the curses, right?
Yeah. They'll just have the highlights or whatever.
Yeah, they're not doing.
The Rock took to his social media accounts to blah, 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 blah.
It'll be blank your story. That's it. That's all they'll show.
But that set up the show pretty good.
It did. It does feel more natural than some other promos.
I always wondered what it would be like if The Rock was like coming up with like smartphones and like, because people do promos or phones, what The Rock would do. And that's what you just got for like 20 minutes for free.
So I wonder how much of it, presuming it was him and not Gewirtz, I wonder how much, if any of it, was just off the dome. Bullet pointed himself.
Say what you want about The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it comes to wrestling, he knows like what to say. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he might need like a bullet point or something. But like, who doesn't? When you're like, well, not a lot of people do. Like, some people just can and they just flow. But like, whatever. If it works for him, it works. I don't care. It was fine. I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Undeniably,
one charge for that. That was free. The Rock did 20 minutes. The Rock just did 20 minutes. That's
longer
awesome.
Than a match.
Dude, that's the equivalent of a match. The way people talk about promo battles, and it's just The Rock. So now we got to wait for Cody's response. I mean, the way he worded that, it felt
SmackDown.
Real.
March 1st, SmackDown.
He just said, like, the next 3 weeks, it's going to be The Rock. He's going to be there, which is insane to me. But, of course, he's not going to wrestle till WrestleMania. I wonder if, and I don't know if this is a prediction or a spoiler, but The Rock did tweet about his dad this morning. So I think Cody is going to bring up the Soul Man Rocky Johnson, and that's going to throw The Rock into a frenzy. They're going to get physical.
WrestleMania is 2 nights.
Yes, it is.
What if Cody is the first person to get 2 WrestleMania main events the same year?
I think it's a little too much there, buddy. That's what I think.
I don't disagree with this. Okay, so let's say they do Cody Roman night one, right? Cody gets screwed, Roman wins, yada, whatever. Maybe Rock is involved in screwing over Cody. Next night, pre-show, or like, yeah, next night pre-show, maybe on social media, whatever. Cody calls out The Rock. He says, I'm not leaving wherever, Philadelphia, without getting my hands on The Rock. Or maybe even make it impromptu, night two. Cody attacks Rock. They brawl out to the ring, and Rock calls for the bell, and you get a ref. Rock can call for the bell. He's the boss of the boss, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could always just do a tag team match. You can do Cody and Seth versus Rock and Roman on night one. And then for night two, you can have it where, I mean, it's Cody versus Roman Reigns. And this isn't my theory, okay? But The Rock could turn on Roman Reigns because it looks like Cody is about to like win the championship or whatever. And The Rock causes a disqualification by attacking Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns wins the match by disqualification. Or even you can also have it that Roman loses by disqualification
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what happened there? It's like The Rock, you know, the elders have determined that you're too weak. It was the last split decision, the second decision. You lose the belt, you lose. And then, you know, SummerSlam, you do Roman versus The Rock. You might be able to flip Roman. Imagine The Rock being a big enough heel to turn Roman babyface.
Maybe.
Rock's got all the power. People, like the tribal chief says, you know, he owns everything, but like The Rock owns everything that owns the tribal chief kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
True. Also, what? Rock being the high chief.
The Rock does. The yeah. Rock owns his own name. Technically, The Rock owns the name Roman Reigns. If you think about it, in The Rock's promo, what were you saying?
Rock being the high chief now.
That's what I'm confused about.
What's higher? High chief or tribal chief?
I've asked this.
I know.
I just don't understand. I don't know how to... Because I think high chief...
Do we need a Polynesian to explain to us the hierarchy?
Well, no. I'm thinking like a high chief is like a chief that's taller. So he's got to be the better guy.
Rock is taller.
I think The Rock is basically saying that he's the fucking chief.
Either way, lots of intrigue heading into Mania. The spotlight, the magnifying glass will be all over every episode of Raw and SmackDown going forward.
That's right, Richard Riz. And the rumor is that John Cena could be involved in WrestleMania in some capacity, but it has to be something like special. And I'm thinking maybe he joins Cody's Bloodline Revengers.
Mm.
You know, joins the, you know, he helps like a surprise. What if he's like the answer to either like Solo or The Rock?
The Bloodline Busters.
Yeah. Imagine. I mean, Cody said he's hunting the Bloodline. So.
Cody, Jay, Cena.
Seth Rollins.
Seth.
That's versus a big one.
Rock. Roman, Solo,
Jimmy. And that hardly Jimmy. Seems fair. Who knows? They might have some other Fatus coming around.
Jacob Fatu, allegedly. Yep.
Well, Rich Derez, I think that's the Basement Bookers podcast for this week. I hope y'all had fun with that Rock promo. If you didn't get to see it before, there it is. Make sure you follow The Rock on Instagram. Hopefully he does more of that stuff. I think that's great. I think it's better than what a lot of people can do on TV, certain TV shows that we're not going to disparage at this moment. But needless to say, Rich Derez, any last words, sir?
Follow Rock, like you said. All our socials are down below. They're in the Patreon link. Check that out. $1 a month. Appreciate your support. And Jez got a party message.
Look, only if you're going to miss it. If it's nothing, then that's great. The match of life is scheduled for one fall, so make it count.
Do what the man says.
Follow the Booker.